Ever walk into a workspace and it's like buzzing, not with, flickering lights or anything, but with energy. People working, creating, collaborating.
Yeah, good energy is tangible.
Totally. And that's the vibe we're aiming for with your social media, right?
Yeah.
Turning it into a magnet for those clients, not a repellent.
Makes sense. Attract, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got this awesome article to help us out. 5 social media mistakes workspace owners make that are costing them clients. It's like packed with advice.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so mistake number 1, inconsistency. You know, you're scrolling through and you see a post from this cool workspace, last post 3 months ago.
Ouch. Yeah, not a good look.
Right. Makes you wonder if they're even open still, right?
100%. Like, why would I trust a business that can't even be bothered to, like, keep the lights on online?
Totally. And this article, they say you should be aiming for 3 to 5 posts per week, which sounds like a lot, but...
It doesn't have to be a full-time job, though, right?
Exactly. Scheduling tools, Buffer, Later, all those. Lifesavers. Plan it out. Forget it. You're good. Okay. Mistake 2. You know that friend who only calls when they need to borrow money?
Yeah. Don't tell me.
Don't be that workspace on social media, the one that only pops up when there's a sale.
People can smell that a mile away. They crave value, you know? Give them something real. Build that relationship.
That's what it's all about. They call it the 80-20 rule here. 80% good stuff behind the scenes, member spotlights, tips. Then, 20% you can promote.
Solid advice.
Okay, picture this. You find this workspace online, right?
Mm.
And their visuals are all over the place. Fonts are different. Photos are blurry.
First impressions are everything, right? You only get one shot.
Exactly. So brand consistency. Even on social. Like, imagine walking into a workspace and it's just chaos, not inviting at all.
It's about looking professional, building trust.
Right. This article, they actually recommend a mini style guide. Like, doesn't have to be complicated, but just jot down your colors, your vibe, your hashtags.
Keeps things consistent. I like it.
Okay, ready for mistake number 4? This one's kind of funny, but also true. Ignoring stories and reels. Like, who even uses just static posts anymore?
It's 2024. Feels like the Stone Age, right?
Totally. And the algorithms love videos, so.
Gotta stay relevant. Plus, it's way more engaging to actually see and hear what's going on.
Right. And they give examples in the article. Stories, use them for events, sneak peeks, Q&As, reels, perfect for time lapses, member spotlights, you name it.
So much potential.
Okay. Last mistake. And it's a big one. This is like going to a networking event and refusing to talk to anyone.
Oh, yikes. Socially awkward.
Exactly. Not engaging with your audience.
It's social media, right? Gotta be social. Responding to comments, liking other people's stuff.
Shows you're listening. Builds that sense of community, which I know is huge for workspaces.
For sure. And don't forget about those interactive features. Polls, Q&A stickers, those are fun. Gets people talking.
Love it. So there we have it. 5 mistakes to avoid if you want your social media to be, you know, as awesome as your actual workspace.
Consistency is key. Offer real value, not just sales pitches. Strong visuals, gotta have them. And don't forget to actually be social.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And for everyone listening, think about the accounts you enjoy right. What are they doing right?
Chances are they're crushing it on all these points we talked about. And that's why you keep coming back for more.
Food for thought.
Absolutely.